First of all, we'll do L'chaim to Scotland. People know the original source of the L'chaim. It's Gemara and Shabbos. Anybody? It says Rabbi Akiva threw down for his sons. He threw down a party. And then he said, Chamra v'chaye, a toast to life, l'fum tamideon, l'fum rabbanon, to all the rabbis, to all their disciples. So that's the original source of L'chaim. So this is not my, where's my cup?
That's your cup. I added
a... Oh, you added an ice cube. So L'chaim to l'fum rabbanon, l'fum tamideon. The Rav Shitzur Rebbe said that there are three rules when it comes to giving a good Dvar Torah. So rule number one is it has to be related to the parsha. Rule number two is it has to be concise. Rule number three, every word uttered has to be emes. It has to be authentic, sincere, genuine. So one time the Rebbe of Rav Shitzur got up to his podium at his Shteller in Rav Shitzur and he said, I don't know what parsha it is. And then he sat down. And there you have a drasha that is concise. It's not related to the parsha, and every word uttered is emes. It's authentic. It was real. The Rav Shitzur Rebbe kept it real. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that says that when two of the prophets, Yirmiyahu and Daniel, were praying Shmona Esrei, they omitted some words. So Yirmiyahu said, Hashem is Hakel Hagadol Hagibor, and then he stopped. Stopped right there. Why? He said, Ribbono Shel Olam, you destroyed the temple. I don't see your Nora. I don't see your awesomeness. Aye Nora Secha. Then the Gemara continues. Daniel said, Hakel Hagadol Vanora. He skipped the word Gibor. Why? He said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Aye Gibor Asecha. Where is your Gvura? Where is your might? The temple was destroyed. You've exiled us. Look, I learned this word in law school recently. Location dispopulate the location. There's a term for it, like a Lushan woke Osiris. Location dispop, where you dislocate the population.
Yeah,
what? Misappropriate? What? Misappropriate? No, that's also whatever. But anyways.
It's called native title.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Yeah. So he said, like, I'm not seeing your guru. I don't feel that way. And the Gemara asked, like, how could Daniel and Yirmiyahu omit psukim from the Torah? How could they omit psukim from Shmona Esrei? And the Gemara says, Lefish Yodin Shakarish Baruch Shamitiu, because they knew that Hashem valued truth. Lefichach Lo Yuchlu Chizvaso. So therefore, they could not lie. When it came to their Avodas Hashem, when it came to their relationship with Hashem, they had to be sincere, authentic, genuine. They couldn't make anything up. They like to keep it real. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva that says that if you're doing Vidoy, if you start realizing that it's time to repent, and you start talking to Hashem, saying, this is an area I'm going to fix up, this is an area I'll ameliorate, and you say it with your mouth, but like in your heart, you don't feel it. Lo gomra v'liba, you don't feel it in your heart. Then he says, it's like you're a tovah v'sheretz b'yado. It means that you're like taking a basket, putting it into a mikvah to tovel, but there's a sheretz, there's a dead animal in the basket, so you didn't actually do anything productive. Nothing you did had any utility. Why? Because it's just lip service. It's like the verse in Yirmiyahu says, that with your mouth you praise me, but your heart is very distant from me. It's a very distant thing. If you want to do real tshuva, if you want to really connect with Hashem, it has to be amistic, it has to be genuine, it has to be authentic, it has to be sincere. How much time do I have?
A few minutes?
2 minutes? No one's boss.
No rush.
People know Elul is an acronym for something. Anybody know the acronym? There's a lot, but another one? Think of another one? There's more out there. What? Yeah, that's one. I'm thinking of a specific one. We already said that. That's like the obvious one. That's not impressive. There's also Ani Le'uman V'Loyla Ishti. That's one. Not that one. There's another one. It's a pasuk from Devarim that says El Levavcha Levav Zarecha. And it comes from a verse that talks about that you have to love Hashem sincerely, authentically. And if you love Hashem that way, your children will also love Hashem that way. And that's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be authentic. It's supposed to be sincere. It's supposed to be real. They say like a relationship is functional in as much as the person that wants it less invests in it. So in the month of Elul, like the gates of Shemayim are open, and like we have the opportunity to connect with Hashem, we can put in all the work, but it's really up to us. The functionality and the success of the relationship is contingent on how much we put into it. It's successful in as much as we put into it. So this Elul, like the Gemara says, Haba, the Gemara Medjer somewhere says, Haba letar misayim le, that if you put in your work to be mitayr, if you put in your work to repent, then Hashem will help you. You'll receive that help from above. So this month, we're authentic, we're sincere, we're genuine. It will work out. Next song or Q&A?
Yeah.